We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Welcome, smart viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us in Europe. Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland via TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand Office D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 61 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista, and Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudad Dela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabolica, Tunal Cable Company. In Boyacá Real, El Encanto, El Luján, Consolación, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Reliquia, San Joaquín, and Santa Elenita, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Abor Isadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 89, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on CIMA TV Cable Company. In Engativa 21 Barrios. Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Barrio No Oriental de Bogotá, Zona 1. Channel 41 on Teleunidos. And Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3. Paraíso Casablanca 32 and 33. Urbanización 25, 26, and 27. Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia and Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Paraguay and Villemi, Channel 24 on Video Cable, and in Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Araguay, Channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tarapacuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Domoe SA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguatsu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguatsu. In Ananderias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Ananderias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channels 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on CETSAT. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Bulia on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on CIET Kumba. In Mongolia in Hav Province, Channel 21 on Hanel Tai Cable TV. In Edenet City, Channel 26 on Elkha Tengger Cable TV. Channel 50 on Himori Cable TV, in Sugbathar, Siling Province, Channel 30 on Mini-Mongol, in Darkhan Uul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System, Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47, in Orange Cable Company's Channel 65, and Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolia Digital Broadcasting. In Bayan Zerk and Han Uls District, Channel 25 on Himort Cable TV, in Hutush on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Underhan City in Hinte Province, Channel 23 on Sanbird Company. In Sanchan City in Dornogob Province, Channel 25 on SunPower Company. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recan Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia on Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, and Channel 95 on Yongchiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Chai County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Puozi City, Channel 90 on Daoyang Cable TV. In Jai City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunnan County, Channel 108 on Doleo Township on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yunchang Township on Pegong Cable TV.
Supremacer Television is also accessible online at www.supremacertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.supremacertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United Nations establishes a project to boost literacy in rural Nepal. In humanitarian news, Sweden inaugurates a website to protect the delivery of emergency aid. In animal welfare news, a Grammy Award-winning Canadian musician expresses his love of fellow beings by keeping the plant-based diet. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, May 15th, is the Independence Day of Paraguay, commemorating its autonomy gained in 1811. Situated northeast of Argentina in central South America, Paraguay is home to two United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization MAN and the Biosphere Network Reserves. The Bosque Baracayu Biosphere Reserve is an area of mostly tropical humid forest which safeguards more than 20 endangered plant species and contains over 400 types of birds. In western Paraguay, the El Choco Biosphere Reserve is an ecologically diverse region with almost 5,000 different kinds of flora. It is also of important cultural value for indigenous communities such as the Aorio, Guarani, Nandiva, and Ishira. Both Spanish and Guarani are Paraguay's official languages. We wish the nature-appreciating people of Paraguay a splendid Independence Day.
Fly-in news. Floods lead to distress throughout Kenya. Persistent rains since March have resulted in numerous rivers recently overflowing their banks, with the government of Kenya issuing multiple flood alerts on Thursday, May 13th. Fatalities now number approximately 80, and tens of thousands have had to quickly evacuate, with the conditions affecting more than 125,000 people overall. Loss and damage is widespread, with thousands of acres of crops estimated to have been destroyed and transportation disabled on many roads.
Residents in low-lying areas are being warned to move to higher grounds as rivers and dams are expected to continue bursting their banks. Prime Minister Raila Odinga stated the nation's rescue teams were experiencing difficulty as the rivers were changing their course and landslides were occurring in areas never before seen. He affirmed at the same time that preventive measures were being implemented to halt the flooding and that relief in the form of both food and health care was being dispatched to over 86 districts. Meanwhile, the Red Cross has launched an international appeal, saying that about 1.2 million people are still being supported following a prolonged drought last year, with the current flood only worsening the situation and the possible emergence of waterborne diseases raising further concerns.
Our grateful thanks, Prime Minister Odinga, other Kenyan officials, Red Cross and all other personnel for your provision of much-needed relief to the flood-affected. Our prayers for heaven's protection and the soon recovery of the Kenyan people as such disasters subside through our kinder treatment of all beings on earth.
Fatal floods sweep eastern Turkey. On Wednesday, May 12th, flooding struck for the second time this month, primarily through the nation's Ari province. At least three people perished, including a 12-year-old child, with others who were injured as structures were destroyed and over 3,000 homes and workplaces remained underwater. Those who were rescued or evacuated from their homes were settled in schools as temporary shelter. Governor Murat Güven said that 500 staff would be dispatched to assess losses, and the Turkish Red Crescent continues to work in the area since the previous flooding.
Meanwhile, Deputy Prime Minister Cemil Çiçek and Health Minister Recep Akdağ travelled to the affected regions and visited with some of the residents. The Deputy Prime Minister said that the rain had exceeded all calculations and attributed its heaviness to global warming.
Our appreciation, Governor Güven, Deputy Prime Minister Çiçek, and all other officials and personnel working to render aid to the flood-afflicted. We send sympathies to those who lost loved ones as we pray that such disastrous conditions are quickly eased through humanity's more caring regard for each other and the environment.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Support for Liberia students. As part of the Education for All Fast Track initiative, a program led by the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, Liberia is receiving $40 million to boost academic opportunities throughout the country. The funds will go toward the construction of 453 new classrooms, as well as the purchase of 100,000 textbooks and 121,500 sets of teachers' guides. In addition, teacher training, learning material development, and preventative health measures for students will be provided. The Education for All Fast Track initiative brings together developing countries and donors with a goal of ensuring quality education for all children. Heaven's blessings, all contributors, for your generosity in bringing opportunities of academic excellence to the children of Liberia. May their worlds expand in brightness as they are graced with the abundant joys of learning.
The Philippines elects new president. With more than 90% of the country's votes tallied, Benigno Noynoy Aquino is emerging as the clear winner of the presidential post, with currently more than a 5 million vote lead. In speaking of his future term, Mr. Aquino has pledged to monitor government finances and allocate more funding for the disadvantaged, as well as further improve peace and stability throughout the nation. Leading up to the June 30th inauguration, the president-elect is working to form a new cabinet. Our respectful congratulations, President-elect Aquino, on your promising position, wishing you every success in serving the noble goals of a harmonious and prospering Philippine nation.
Report confirms dangerously high mercury levels from dolphin consumption. In Japan's village of Taji, a silent epidemic has been discovered following mercury testing by the National Institute for Minamata Disease. The community, which has been highlighted in the Oscar-winning documentary The Cove for the cruel and inhumane dolphin hunts that occur in its coastal waters, has now also been identified as having some of the highest mercury levels in the nation.
With the toxic levels being linked to the area's high consumption of dolphin meat, the Japanese government has also pointed out that bottlenose dolphins contain about 1,000 times the mercury content of smaller fish. Although no ill effects have been detected in the 182 residents with the highest levels of mercury poisoning, World Health Organization scientist Joanna Tempowski said that evidence of mercury damage could be delayed. It has also been noted that more sensitive testing on children who are especially vulnerable to the nervous system disorders caused by mercury poisoning has not yet been conducted.
We thank all scientists involved for this informative report as we join in concern for the health of the Japanese people as well as our dolphin co-inhabitants. Let us all switch now to the humane and eco-restoring organic vegan lifestyle to benefit cherished lives and our planet.
Formosan, or Taiwanese city, seeks to improve childhood health with more fruits and vegetables. Following their alarming findings that 1 in 4 school children suffer from the often painful digestive difficulty known as constipation, the gastroenterology group of the Taichung Veterans General Hospital further determined a link to the meat-based diet. At the same time, they also found that the condition is preventable with adequate consumption of dietary fiber found only in plant-based foods. Hospital doctors have thus teamed up with Taichung city officials and elementary schools to begin at an early age with instilling good eating habits, namely increased fruit and vegetable intake.
小朋友的便秘发生率其实跟大人来看的话，好像不相上下。小朋友他们普遍都是蔬菜水果摄取量不足。 我们有到台中县市的一些小学里面去做一些宣导，那主要是大家重视蔬菜水果的摄取。在这里面，蔬菜水果所提供的营养跟所提供的膳食纤维，在整个营养的概念里面是非常重要的，所以这是要推行健康五蔬果一个基本的原因，不但为了健康，也为了救地球。
In September 2009, Taichung City Council unanimously passed a proposal and formally encouraged all its primary and secondary schools to adopt a healthier and greener plant-based diet one day a week. Their collaboration in the current campaign extends these beneficial recommendations even further.
We hope to continue to promote Taichung City's school to promote this activity. Let our children start. 推动做起，希望大家响应。这样的做法呢，也可以帮助我们地球怎么样去做减缓暖化的这个现象。舒适环保救地球，耶！Bravo,
Taichung Veterans General Hospital, city council members, and schools for your concerted efforts to safeguard the health of precious children. May the vitality-boosting veggie fare prevail in schools and cities everywhere for the fitness and vigor of people and the planet.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution and as a vice president. One of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat. Because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
Tout le monde sait bien, si on veut rendre notre planète soutenable, il va falloir réduire notre consommation de viande, ça on le sait bien.
My name is Jens Holm, I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Streets of Los Angeles now more weapon-free. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa of Los Angeles, California, USA, announced the success of a recently concluded gun buyback program, which has removed 2,500 weapons from the streets. With cash incentives offered, the program awarded nearly $200,000 to participants. As thousands of people relinquished their firearms, many received a supermarket gift or prepaid credit cards, with some who voluntarily surrendered them without compensation. Mayor Villaraigosa said that the disposal of so many arms freed both the streets and the communities of their dangers. Hats off, Honourable Mayor Villaraigosa and all community members for your noble efforts to create a safer society. May all leaders and municipalities act similarly toward the goal of a peaceful, weapon-free globe.
Save our planet. Fatal blistering heat spreads misery in Myanmar, also known as Burma. As scorching weather recently gripped the city of Yangon, two taxi drivers succumbed to heat exposure. This year, the central part of the country has especially been hit with record high temperatures, some rising to an oppressive 45 degrees Celsius, a full 6 degrees above the average maximum for the time of year. The population is responding by curtailing activities and remaining indoors whenever possible.
Officials are also disseminating survival tips and have halted the export of rice to ensure food supplies in case the lack of rain leads to crop failure. In rural areas, extreme temperatures are causing water shortages as wells dry up, with a higher incidence of diseases such as flu and skin allergies being noted. In one township alone, around 100,000 fish were estimated to perish in a single day from the heat and lack of rainfall.
We are deeply saddened at the loss of life and suffering caused by the extreme heat. Our prayers for the soon blessing of cool rain for the gentle Burmese people, and that humanity unites in sustainable lifestyles to halt climate change and restore balance to the planet.
Speaking with concern, as she has previously, about our urgent situation, Supreme Master Ching Hai addressed global warming during an October 2009 video conference in Indonesia, describing the simple but meaningful action needed to counteract its dangers.
No. According to expert scientists, the atmospheric temperatures are rising so steeply that we do not have much time left to change. And that is just what they have predicted up to date. The effects of climate change can be seen in so many ways, with increased flooding, droughts, fire, and even earthquakes everywhere in the world. How do we stop these alarming changes? The greenhouse gases released from the animals, from their waste, agriculture runoff and the activities related to these massive operations have been identified as the number one cause of global warming. We have to halt the meat consumption and the livestock raising. Instead, we should choose to buy organic vegetable and fruit products to save our lives and those of our families, save the animals and the planet.
Save Our Planet. Environmental toxicologist Dr. Ronald Kendall of Texas Tech University, USA, along with other fellow scientists, expressed deep concern that the recent oil leak will also increase the size of the Gulf of Mexico's already existing 7,000 square mile oceanic dead zone, placing even more stress on species such as sea turtles and birds.
Save Our Planet. German scientists' analysis of rock samples from underwater mountains in the Caribbean Sea reveal that these formations may have once been volcanic islands some 40 to 50 million years ago, which sank due to a huge seismic event at the time.
Save Our Planet. Climate researcher Kevin Trenberth of the U.S. National Center for Atmospheric Research reports that the recent record flooding in Tennessee State is in line with climate modelers' global warming forecasts and likely to occur again.
Save Our Planet. After examining temperature records and observing seasonal flowering plants, scientists from Sheffield University in the United Kingdom report that summers in England are arriving a full 18 days earlier than just half a century ago.
Warning news. 7 and 9-year-old New Zealanders Mayrewai Couch and her brother Bingham, who lost their grandfather to lung cancer, speak at a parliamentary hearing about the loss of loved ones to tobacco and displayed a handmade coffin constructed of 500 cigarette packet labels.
Hi, I'm Jojo, the guinea pig. And this is my lovely wife, Gigi.
Hello, Jojo and I are pure vegans.
Indeed we are. Today, we're going to share a family tip.
You and your delightful child can have fun creating a special activity just for the two of you.
Reading to your daughter from a favorite book, singing to your son a touching song, or just spending some time enjoying each other's company can be cherished times long remembered.
Thank you for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
And thanks for tuning in.
Now the weather around the world.
Thank you.
In education news, the United Nations helps to improve literacy in rural Nepal. A United Nations educational, scientific, and cultural organization project will focus on enhancing language training methods in the southern area of the nation. Funded by Japan, the program will be based on innovative approaches, including using the native language of the learner. In addition, over 1,000 girls, women, and underserved groups will gain advantages from the project. Our sincere gratitude, United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, and Japan, for this laudable endeavor. May it bring much benefit to the gentle Nepalese people.
In humanitarian news, Sweden inaugurates a web portal to protect the delivery of vital assistance. The Stockholm International Peace Research Institute, a leading global think tank, has launched www.ethicalcargo.org. The goal is to monitor the air and maritime companies hired to bring aid and peacekeepers to emergency zones. The information website will help to ensure that funds and essential items designated for relief efforts will be used for those purposes. The web portal is being financially supported by the government's Swedish International Development Cooperation Agency. Our earnest thankfulness, Stockholm International Peace Research Institute and Sweden, for your commitment to our brethren in their time of need. May the time soon come that all beings are graced with plenitude and planetary stability. Coming up on Noteworthy News, rock star Bryan Adams' love for fellow beings inspires him to keep a vegan diet. We'll take a God contemplative walk and be right back. Please stay tuned for more beneficial news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, wonderful news for a marvelous world. In animal welfare news, a vegan Canadian musician expresses his love for our animal co-inhabitants. Bryan Adams, a Grammy Award-winning singer, songwriter, producer, and photographer, was interviewed by Metro News, a freely distributed international publication. He stated, "I have made a conscious decision not to be part of the cycle of killing animals. If you are going to talk the talk, you need to walk the walk. Become a vegetarian to stop cruelty against animals." Mr. Adams has taken part in many animal protecting endeavors. These include distributing postcards at his concerts so that attendees could encourage politicians to support a southern Antarctic whale sanctuary. Bravo, Bryan, on your soulful music and compassionate lifestyle. May all individuals become sacred guardians of the blessed animal kingdom.
And now for some laughter with a joke told in Indonesian entitled Flower Order.
Asmo dengan wajah sedih berjalan memasuki toko bunga pagi-pagi sekali. Pelayan toko sudah siap untuk menerima pesanan bunga berkabung darinya dengan melihat raut wajah Asmo. Tetapi tak lama kemudian, ia sadar dugaannya salah karena Asmo meminta sekeranjang bunga agar dikirimkan pada istrinya untuk hari ulang tahun pernikahan mereka. "Dan kapan itu?" tanya pelayan toko. Dengan muram, ia menjawab, "Kemarin."
And now for a heartline from Mr. Gary Lowenthal, the director of Worldwide Vegan Bake Sale and vice president of the USA-based nonprofit Compassion for Animals.
"Hi, it's great to have Supreme Master Qinghai International Association in the 2010 Worldwide Vegan Bake Sale. Thanks so much to Supreme Master Television for producing the pieces about the Worldwide Vegan Bake Sale, helping to make the event a success, and helping to promote peaceful, kind vegan diets. Gary, Compassion for Animals."
Kindred soul Gary, we are very happy the Worldwide Vegan Bake Sale was such an outstanding success. It is so important for people to realize how much cruelty is involved in the production of eggs and dairy, and how delicious vegan food can be. Our innocent animal co-inhabitants are surely very thankful for your dedicated efforts to safeguard them. May our shared dreams of a merciful world soon come to fruition. With all our love.
Do you have a Heartline today? We very much appreciate your Heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to Heartline at SupremeMasterTV.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/Heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May faith in the divine inspire you always.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Russian President Dmitry Medvedev signed several cooperation agreements with Turkish President Abdullah Gül, as they also jointly agreed to visa-free travel between their nations.
India's Foreign Minister S.M. Krishna receives a phone call from his Pakistani counterpart Shah Mahmood Qureshi and accepts an invitation to visit and resume the two countries' peace negotiations.
France donates 5.8 million euros for a project in West Bank, Palestine that will provide storage for 6 months of medical supplies as part of a larger endeavor to improve access to medicines.
The fifth annual exhibition of nearly 300 colorful art and handicraft displays created by Burmese migrant children in Thailand opens in the Lanna Cultural Museum in Chiang Mai.
South Korea's CGV multiplex movie theaters and the Seoul Metropolitan Government are partnering to provide English subtitles for at least 20 South Korean films this year.
Officials in Myanmar, also known as Burma, announced that the recent disposal of additional illegal poppy plantations bring the total hectares eliminated to more than 8,300.
Korea, Japan and China are set to launch the first Asian digital library with book contents accessed from the country's national libraries where users can search by word or phrase and read in any of the three languages.
Concerned citizens Jojo Spencer and Eric West in Oregon, USA stopped traffic to rescue baby ducklings that had fallen into a storm drain while following their mother across the street.
U.S. President Barack Obama telephones Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas to express his country's continued support and to request the soon start of direct Israeli-Palestinian peace talks.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.